ज्ञानञ्जनशलाकया चक्षुरुन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः। वंशाकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपासिन्धुभ्यैव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः। नमो महावदन्याय कृष्ण प्रेम प्रदायते कृष्णाय कृष्ण चैतन्य नाम्ने गौरतिसे नमः। गुरवे गौरचन्द्राय राधिकायै तदालयै कृष्णाय कृष्ण भक्ताय तदभक्ताय नमो नमः। यं प्रव्रजन्तमनुपेतमपेतकृत्यं द्वैपायनो विरह कातरया जुहाव पुत्रेति तन्मयतया तर्वो विनेदो तं सर्वभूतहृदयं मुनिमानतस् तवैवास्मि तवैवास्मि न जीवामि त्वया विना इति विज्ञाय राधे। My humble obeisances in the lotus feet of my spiritual master, Nitya Lila Pravishnam Vishnupad Asvata Sismad Bhakti Pragyan Keshav Goswami Maharaj. And same in the lotus feet of my Siksha Guru, Nitya Lila Pravishnam Vishnupad Sismad Bhakti Vedan Swami Maharaj. In morning, up to what sweet pastimes of Krishna has been done?
Well, I did up to Venu Geek. You did the fruit seller and Dainakasura, the what forest fire.
Up to Venu Geek.
Up to Venu Geek.
Dainakasura,
Dainakasura, forest fire.
Brahmohan Leela has been done.
Brahmohan Leela, Vimohan Leela, Kaliya Nag.
Kaliya also?
Yeah.
Agasur, Bakasur?
Yes, yes.
Sir, they did the other one.
Very good. Very good. You have finished all. After that, Krishna began to do rash with all the gopis, thousands and thousands, lakhs gopis. And he made himself thousands and thousands, and dancing with gopis, one Krishna, one gopi, one Krishna, one gopi. They were singing, they were dancing, they were doing so much things. And after that, it continued to Brahma one night. Thousand and thousand years, one night became. And after that, he saw the love and affection of gopis and told, O gopis, you have given up your husbands, given up your all
relatives,
whole relatives, and come to me. I cannot do like this. So, I cannot repay you. So, if you mercifully, by your good behavior, good mood,
good
though you can't repay me, but always I cannot repay you. I will remain
debted to you.
Debted to you. After that, Akrur came to Braja and took Krishna Baldev with him in Mathurapuri. Krishna went there and killed Kans and his all associates. Then He fought with Jarasandha, the father-in-law of Kansa, 18 times and killed his whole
army.
And then he went to Dwarka and he killed so many demons. And in the end, he married with 60,108 very beautiful ladies. And from each queen, wife, 10 sons and 1 daughter. He took birth, big family Krishna. And then Baldev Prabhu also, before Krishna he married Revati and
Baruni.
Baruni. Baruni and Revati. And thus they went to Mahabharata. Battle of Mahabharata. And Krishna became charioteer of Krishna.
Arjun.
And then Krishna gave Arjun power and Bhim. They destroyed whole Kaurav family. 21 lakhs of army they destroyed. Then they returned back to again Dwarkapuri. And after some time, with all his
associates,
he went to Golok Vrindavan and sent those who had come from
heavenly planet
here and there, they sent them. Thus he finished Krishna pastime lila.
Okay. 那么因为前面呢在早上的时候呢有几位讲经者已经讲了 Krishna 同龄小小时光以及一些小小时光， 那么Shri Guru继续讲到了在 Krishna 云木牛姑娘的 Rasa 之舞中， 那么他扩展自己成为了千千万万个 Krishna， 每一个呢 Krishna 都以云木牛姑娘对应着， 他们一起呢歌唱一起跳舞， 还有展示呢其他的活动， 他们的这个 Rasa 之舞的话呢， 维持呢一个 Brahma 这么长， Brahma 的一夜这么长， 那么就是就好几十亿年了。 那么看见牧牛姑娘的爱， Krishna 对Gopi们就说了， 他说你们放弃自己的丈夫 亲戚 来到我这儿， 我却做不到这一点， 所以我亏欠你们。 但是如果你们仁慈的话， 请急着你们的德行， 就是你们的美德， 免除我这份呢， 就是债务。 那么之后的话呢， Akura 就 Krishna 舅舅呢， 就来到了 Vrindavan， 将他们带到了 Mathura。 所以 Krishna 与Balaram呢， 在到 Mathura 之后呢， 杀死了 Kamsa 以及他的同游， 以后呢， 就和了 Jarasandha 等恶魔呢， 激战， 一共呢， 18次这个大战， 那么歼灭了所有呢， Jarasandha 的这个军队。 在此之后呢， 他们移居 Dwarka。 在多卡呢， 也杀了很多的恶魔， 他最后呢， 娶了16,108个妃子， 从每个妃子那里呢， 生育了呢， 10个儿子， 一个女儿， 那么是一个， 很庞大的家族。 那么Baladev 也在此之前， 娶了呢， Revati 和呢， Varuni 两位妻子。 在Mahabharata 这场战役之中， Krishna 成了Arjuna 的马车夫， 并且呢， 在这场战争中呢， 就库鲁族， 就是说呢， 基本上呢， 已经是基本上都死掉了在这场战争之中。 那么Krishna 回到了， 重新再回到 Dwarkapuri， 也就是圣城 Dwarka， 他在那里居住了一段时间之后呢， 与他的同游一起回到了 Goloka Vrindavan。 那么有的同游的话呢， 回到了天堂星宿， 因为他们是来自半神人的家族。
Today is a special and very sacred day. Today, Krishna, in the form of Ramchandra, took birth in Ayodhya.
কালকে হবে চলে যাবে তো এই জন্য কালকে হবে কিন্তু চলে যাবে কালকে রামনবমী হবে আজ রাত চলে যাবে তো ওই জন্য
টুমারো ইজ রামনবমী বাট ইউ উইল গো অল সো আই এম টেলিং রাম কথা টুডে
那么明天呢是 Ramnami 就是主 Rama Rama 撑脚的这个显现日 但是呢因为大家明天都离开了 所以今天呢除了顾乐讲一下主 Rama 的一些逍遥时光
In ancient time, there was a king named Maharaj Dasarath. He was very, very a strong personality of king. He conquered all kings in south,
north,
north, east, west, here and there, everyone. So his name was Dasarath. His chariot going everywhere. So Dasarath in 10
directions.
Up, down, here, you know. So he was Dasarath. He has 360
queens.
Wives. But he has no child or no son. Now his half life was finished. He was going to be old, but no son. He was very much anxious for this. One day he went to hunting. And whole day he was running here and there. And it became night. Now he was very hungry and thirsty.
And tired too.
And he wanted to take shelter anywhere in the night. So nearby his
friend.
One friend, King Kaikeyi. The father of Kaikeyi mother was there nearby. So he went there.
Namatsa 那么这里面他的名字呢叫 Dasaratha 意思是呢到达呢十个方位也就是说非常富裕辽阔的一个王国了一个国王那么他娶了三百六十个妻子但是呢却没有养育任何儿子所以他现在已经年过半百那么接近老年之时一样没有孩子所以他非常忧心有一日他去狩猎的时候那么一日奔逐天色已晚的时候呢感到又饥又渴那么在一个地方呢歇下来 那么附近呢，就是呢，Kakei的这个父亲呢，在那里呢居住的。
When he went, then King Kaikeyi became very happy. And he told his
daughter,
one very young daughter, very beautiful, that, oh, my daughter, dear daughter Kaikeyi, you should manage to give, to feed and to give.
Take care every respect.
And you should take care of Maharaj Dasarath that he will be happy here. Kaikeyi was really very beautiful and very qualified. She served Maharaj Dasarath in such a way that he became very, very happy. In morning, he went to Maharaj Kaikeyi and he was taking his permission that he will go to, he is going to his kingdom, Ayodhya. But he also told, O king, my brother king, my friend king, I am very happy that your daughter served me in such a way that I am so much happy. So I request you that you should marry your daughter to me. Then king began to laugh. Oh, I cannot give my daughter to you for marry. I know that you have so many queens, but I want that I will give my daughter to any king in the condition that the son by the womb of my daughter will be king. Then I can give. Otherwise not. Hearing this, Maharaj Dasarath began to laugh and told, Oh my friend, I have 360 queens, but I have no son. So if your daughter will give son, automatically he will be my successor king. So don't worry for this. I will be very lucky that if a son I will have from this Kaikai. Then King Kaikai gave married to her daughter to Maharaj Dasarath, and Dasarath taking with that Kaikai, he returned back to Ayodhya. After some time, demigoddesses called Maharaj Dasarath that you are very
powerful,
strong. We want to make you the Senapati, Pradhan.
Commander-in-chief. Commander-in-chief.
Commander-in-chief of our army. And you should defeat demons. Then Maharaj Dasarath went to
heaven,
and there Kaikeyi also went with him, and there he became the commander-in-chief of that army and began to fight with them. One day he was fighting in the and Kaikeyi was charioteer. She was very, very brave, powerful. She was a charioteer. And then in the meantime, the axle of the
chariot.
Broken. And at that time, Kaikeyi jumped up from
chariot. Hold it up.
And took the chariot on his hand. And Maharaj Dasarath defeated them. After battle, Maharaj Dasarath was very, very, very happy. Oh, you have saved me. And for you, I had won the battle. You should ask two boons. I will want to fulfill your desire. Kaikeyi told that, I am your wife. It was my duty to serve you like this. I have done. No need of boon. But again and again Maharaj Dasarath told, oh, you must have two boons. Where? Chariot, my charioteer, and second, you lifted the chariot. So two boons. Then she told, oh, when any time will come, on proper time, I will ask this boon. Oh, keep it
as a deposit.
As a my deposit money.
Fixed deposit.
那么当时放生人的话呢，就发现了这个达斯拉图王非常之呢上账了，所以呢他请求他，他说你非常之强大，所以呢我恳求你成为我们的这个主帅，与恶魔激战，所以呢他就去到了天堂星宿，成为呢这个棒神人的这个主帅，与这个恶魔激战。那么有一日呢，他在仓藏的时候呢，他的妻子卡卡伊为他呢驾车。 那么当时呢，在激战的时候呢，这个车夫就拖出来了，所以卡卡伊呢就下了车将这个车呢整个就说抬起来，所以呢达斯拉特王呢就在他的帮助下的话呢，赢得了这场战争，他非常之高兴，对他的妻子呢卡卡伊说，他说你救了我一命，我才得以胜仗，所以呢我请你接受呢两个祝福，因为呢但是卡卡伊说你是我是你的妻子。 那么就是说，扶助你的话呢，是我的职责。但是他说，达斯拉图王还是坚持。他说：一呢，你为我驾车；二哈，你将那车子抬起来，帮助了我。所以呢，我就说呢，准备给你两个祝福。所以当时他可以说，时间到的时候呢，我会要这两个祝福。现在呢，先把这个两个祝福呢，也就是说呢，先存起来，像存钱那样，先放起来。
After that, returned back to Ayodhya. But no son, so he performed a putreshti yajna, putreshti fire sacrifice. Rishi Sringa did it. When sacrifice was finished, from the sacrifice fire, a deity came out and he gave something.
Some sweet rice.
Sweet rice.
Choru.
To Maharaj Dasarath and told, you should give it any of the your king,
queen,
and they must have sons. Maharaj Dasarath became very happy, and he divided half his gift to Kausalya, and in half he did two parts: half gave to Kaikeyi and half gave to Sumitra and mother Kausalya and Kaikeyi. They divided something and gave also to
Sumitra
Devi. So Ram from the womb of Kausalya, Ram took birth. From Kaikeyi, Bharat, and from Sumitra, Bharat and Shatrughna too. But you should know, either Krishna or Ram or any incarnation of Krishna, they don't come with husband and wife, like worldly person. That is why fire sacrifice was given. And in the form of sweet rice, himself, Ram, that is Krishna, came in the form of Ram. Understand? Why sacrifice was done? That Ram is not like us, taking birth from
man and woman,
father and mother. Like Krishna also, by mantra, Krishna came in the heart of Maharaj Nanda, and Nanda by mantra he gave to in this way. Nisingadev, no, nothing. Varadev and others also, not from like father, mother comes. Now,
translation.
Oh.
那么当时哈达斯拉图瓦的话呢，就圣战之后呢，回到了阿尤迦城，他依然没有儿子，所以他举行了一个呢哈祭祀，就要获得一个儿子。那么在祭祀完之后的话呢，一个神像哈就展现在呢这个祭祀之火中出现了哈，给了他一些东西。那么就是田乃饭哈，给那个达斯拉图瓦，他说你可以将这个田乃饭给任何一位妃子，那么他们肯定能够哈养生育呢，为你生育儿子。 所以达斯拉图瓦呢非常高兴，他将一半的田乃饭呢给了一个王妃哈，叫卡萨伊，那么另外一半呢给了哈，就叫卡卡伊，那么卡卡伊的话将一半呢给了苏米特拉，这样子的话呢他就得了哈就是说四个儿子，从卡萨伊那里呢得了呢Ram，卡萨伊啊那里得了主Ram，那么从 卡卡伊那里就得了布拉特啊，就是米特拉呢，得了拉什曼啊等等。那么任何主的化身的话呢，他们都不是哈从男女啊这种的哈，就是说呢，男女或父母那里呢出生的。就像呢，主拉玛是从啊以呢这个田乃饭哈，就是说呢这个方式呢展示出来。那么像主 Krishna 也是一样的，他通过这个曼陀罗哈授予呢南达的南达玛哈拉奇的心中的话呢。 然后呢，又传递给人家收的妈妈，所以得以出生。像主力信号的话呢，也是从哈柱子出生，所以主的这个化身呢，都不是呢普通的这种男女哈这种的关系呢，或者是从哈父母呢这样子呢出生的，像普通人一样。
You know, Raghupati Raghav Rajaram or any kit song of what you should do.
Raghupati Raghava Raja Ram Patita Pavana Sita Ram 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 Sita Ram Sita Ram Sita Ram Jaya Sita Ram Sita Ram Sita Ram Sita Ram Jaya Sita Ram Sita Ram Sita Ram Sita Ram Jaya Sita Ram Sita Raghupati Raghava Raja Ram Patita Pavana Sita Ram Raghupati Raghava Raja Ram patita pavana sitara Raghupati Raghava Rajara Patita pavana sitara Raghupati Raghava Rajara Patita pavana sitara Sitaram, 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 Jaya Sitaram. Sitaram, 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 Jaya Jaya Hanuman. Sitaram, 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 Jaya Jaya Hanuman. Raghupati Raghava Rajaram, Patita Pavana Sitaram. Raghupati Raghava Rajaram. Patita Pavana Sitaram, 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 Jaya Sitaram, 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 Jaya Sitaram, 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 Jaya Jaya Hanuman. Sitaraya, Sitaraya, Sitaram, Jaya Jaya Hanuman. Jaya Sitaram, Jaya Sitaram, Jaya Sitaram, Jaya Sitaram, Jaya Sitaram, Jaya Sitaram, Sitaram, Jaya Sitaram, Jaya Sitaram, Jaya Sitaram, Sitaram, Jaya Jaya Hanuman. Sitaram Jaya Sitaram, Sitaram Jaya Jaya Hanuman. Shri Ramchandra Bhagavan ki, Sitaram Lakshman Hanuman ki, Gaur Gunanandi.
After some time, they were sent to school of Vasishtha Dev, Gurukul. And they became expert in all 64 kinds of kala.
Arts.
Arts. Arts. And they returned back again to Ayodhya. After some time, Maharshi Vishwamitra came to Maharaj Dasarath and told, "We are doing sacrifice, but demons are destroying. So I want Ram and Lakshman, you should give me, and they will protect us." Maharaj Dasarath told, "Oh, they are very
teenagers.
Young boys.
I will go with my whole army and I will protect." Then Vishwamitra told, "You cannot. I know. Please give, otherwise
I'll curse you.
I will stop give
you.
Curse you." Then Maharshi Vasishtha, the guru of Maharaj Dasarath, told, "Oh Maharaj Dasarath, if he will give, he will learn so many things and he will be very happy." Anyhow, he gave and he brought through Siddhashram on the bank of Ganges, where my birth is, my birthplace. And Ramchandra, Vishwamitra taught him dhanush, so many
weapons,
mantra of
weapon.
And Ramchandra killed so many demons there.
Subahu.
And Marish was there and he did not kill, but he threw him that he went to Lanka in ocean. Then he went to Janakpuri with Maharshi Vasishtha, Rama and Lakshman.
Vishwamitra.
And there, there was a bow of Shankar. He was so heavy that so strong, kings could not
lift it up.
Take it up. Ravan could not. Even Ravan came
at night.
Banasur came. Demigods came. They could not. Maharaj Janak, the father of Sita, he had promised those who will
string the bow. String the bow. String the bow. String the bow.
Oh, I will give marriage my daughter to that person. So many kings all round everywhere world, they came to
Janakpuri
and they wanted to take it off, but they could not. At last, Ramchandra, by the order of Vishwamitra, very easily he took that bow. And when he was
stringing,
at once that bow
broken down.
Tremendous sound came.
Bhagavan Sri Ramachandra ki. And thus, Sita Devi was married to Sri Ramachandra. In the meantime,
translation. 主拉玛和他的兄弟的话呢，去到了巴西斯特穆尼那里，这个咕噜库，这个灵性学校的学习，他很快呢掌握了六十四种的这个艺术，并且回到了凡尘阿优良。那么在过了一段时间后呢，有一位圣人叫Vishwamitra去到呢主拉玛的父亲那里恳求了，他说呢，我们在做祭祀的时候呢，有恶魔的骚扰，所以恳求你将主拉玛给我们来保护我们。当时呢，达斯拉图王就说了，他 孩子他们的上年幼，他说我会去来保护你们，但是呢，Vishwamitra说呢，你保护不了我，你保护不了我们，我们想要你的儿子，不然的话呢，我会诅咒你们。所以呢，在他的这个灵性导师Vasistha Muni这个恳求，就是说呢，就跟他说了，就说你把孩子给他吧，这样子他呢可以从圣人那里学习很多东西，也会很快乐的。所以呢，后来 就说呢，无论如何，达斯拉图王将那主拉玛呢，就交给了Vishwamitra这个圣者。那么他们去到了恒河岸边，那么来到了这个地方呢，也是呢咱们Sri Gurudev的这个出生地，在Bihar，在Bihar这个地方。那么当时呢，在圣人呢举行祭祀的时候呢，很多像很多恶魔呢来骚扰了。 像呢，苏巴米、斯玛瑞、斯巴胡、玛瑞这些恶魔和拉卡纳、玛瑞奇等等来骚扰，但是主拉玛当时没有伤害他们只是把他们赶到了兰卡。在去往呢，加纳库里的时候呢，当时呢，加纳克王的话呢，正在为他的女儿选婿，他当时有一个宫是桑卡尔。主呢，桑卡尔的这个就希瓦神的这个宫授予他的。那么当时他就承诺了，他说任何人可以抬起这个宫，并且呢拉弓射箭的人的话呢，将成为我将把我的女儿嫁给他。当时有很多呢这些棒神人还有呢包括呢瓦纳属等等的这些国王都前往了那里呢，就是说呢这个选婿大赛上。那么主拉玛呢， 就将在那个选婿大赛上呢，将这个弓呢，拉起来了，并且呢，在拉弓的时候呢，这个拉箭的时候，这个弓呢断掉了，因为他得到了这个他的灵性导师Vishwamitra这个呢祝福。Maharaj
was also invited from Ayodhya. He came with Bharat Shatrughna, Maharshi Brahmarshi Vasishtha and so many important persons from Ayodhya. And there Ram, Lakshman, Bharat, Shatrughna was married also. And after that they returned back to Ayodhya. After some time, Bharat and Shatrughna, they went to the maternal uncle of Bharat, that is Kaikai Desh, Maharaj Kaikai. And Dasrath called a assembly that now I am going to be old. I know Ram is very qualified. My son Ram is very much
qualified
to be a king after me, my successor. I want to give him
the post of crown prince.
The post of prince.
Crown prince. Crown prince.
Achcha. Maharaj Vasishtha and all persons there in council, they became very happy. Oh Maharaj Dasrath, don't delay. Then he told them, when I should make him
king,
then prince, then Maharshi Vasishtha, Devarshi, Brahmarshi Vasishtha told, tomorrow is very auspicious day. All Graha Nakshatra,
stars,
all are very favorable. Tomorrow it should be given. So he declared that tomorrow I will give
the post of crown prince to Ram.
Thus, he told Vasishtha that you should prepare all things for Abhishek of Ram. All became very happy. In the meantime, maid servant of Kaikai, she went to Kaikai and told, oh, really, you are very unlucky, unfortunate. Tomorrow, Maharani Kaikai will be Maharani, Rajmata,
Maharani
Kausalya. He will be Rajmata, mother of king. And you will be maid servant of
Kausalya.
When he heard, she became very happy. And he wanted to give his
necklace,
golden
necklace
to that maid servant. But she took it and threw out. You are really very foolish. You are not understanding. Ram will be king and Bharat will be his
servant,
and you will be the mother of servant. Still there is some way. And then Kaikai thought, oh, why he has sent Bharat and Shatrughna from here? And in their absence, why he has declared? You remember? Your father has promised, told Maharaj Dasarath that a son from your womb will be king. So why you are not doing so? And also you have torn bone from Maharaj Dasarath. You should tell Maharaj Dasarath that first Bharat will be king and Ramchandra will go
exile.
In exile.
For 13 years.
Dasrath was invited to the marriage.
Ram will be king the next day.
那么当时哈，那么主拉玛的话呢，就得到了哈这个呢，就得到了妻子哈这个呢西塔之后呢，回到了呢阿尤加城。I don't. Kakai Desh, what's that? Kakai Desh.
They went to Kakai.
She's from.
They went to their mother's mother's father's place.
Which place? No, mother's father's place. What was the name? The grandfather's place. He went. Father
Satuna. Okay. 所以呢，哦，他们两个呢，回到了哈他的这个祖拉玛的这个母亲的这个地方了哈，就拜访一下，然后再回到了哈这个呢他的圣城阿尤迪亚。那么在此之后呢，达斯拉特王呢聚众了哦，会聚众人，他说了。我年纪已大了哈，我的儿子祖拉玛的话呢，非常有资格成为我的后继者，所以我将哈授予他呢王冕。那么当时呢，瓦西斯特穆尼以及其他在场的这个会众的话呢，都非常高兴。他说哦，达斯拉特王哈，请不要呢延迟哈这个决定。所以瓦西斯特穆尼呢就说了哈，他说明天呢星象呢哈非常的这个非常的吉祥。所以呢就请选就是说呢请决定好明天呢就授予呢祖拉玛王冕吧。所以呢达斯拉特王呢就告诉呢巴斯特穆尼说，那请你们准备呢给祖拉给拉玛呢做这个沐浴礼Abhishek。当时卡凯伊的这个女仆呢就去到了这个王妃卡凯伊那里说了，她说你真是很不幸，明天呢卡塞利亚的儿子将成为呢国王，而你将成为呢卡塞利亚的女仆。但是呢卡凯伊听了后呢非常高兴，他想将这个项链交给女仆。但是呢这个女仆她说了，你真是太蠢了，祖拉玛将成为呢国王，而你的儿子巴拉特就会成为呢仆人，你不过是仆人的母亲而已，你应该立即避免这个事情的发生。他说达斯拉特王立即会宣布了这项事情。你忘记了吗？你的父亲曾经告诉呢达斯拉特王说，你的儿子将成为王，而你也从呢达斯拉特王那里得到了两个祝福。
Finished. From where?
Oh,
then
mantra bole dutu pun niye na akhan tumi
ebar. Then Kaikeyi took up all her ornaments and took very dirty clothes and was weeping and send anyone to Maharaj Dasarath that Kaikeyi is very weeping and weeping.
Lamenting bitterly.
Maharaj Dasarath heard and he came to his dear wife. He wanted to know why she was weeping and why she is wearing dirty clothes. Then she told, do you remember that you have given me two boons? So I want to ask now. It is proper time for me. Maharaj Dasarath said, I can give you. And then she told, Bharata should be king and Ram should be exiled for 14 years. Maharaj Dasarath hearing, he faint and began to weep. Oh Kaikeyi, I can make Bharata king.
No problem.
My successor. But why you want that Ram should go?
Exile.
Why you are sending? Kaikeyi told that you should just now promise that I will do these things. I don't want to hear anything. But Kaikeyi thought, if Ram is here, then no will accept Bharata as a king. So he must be sent to exile. And that is why she assisted assisted or what?
Insisted
that Ram should also go to exile. Then Maharaj Dasarath became very, very and worry and began to weep. Oh, my dear Kaikeyi, don't send exile Ram. But since he was not could not
change her mind.
Then Kaikeyi called Ram. Sri Ram, and Ram asked why my father is infant and why he is not speaking and is crying. Then for you, he has given me two wombs and I have
asked now
that Bharat should go, be king and you should go to exile for 14 years. Ramchand became very happy. Oh, from beginning I was thinking that why in Indian culture the eldest son becomes
king?
Why not it is divided into all his brothers? Now I am happy that you have asked boon from Maharaj Dasarath. I am at once going in exile. When he was ready, then at once Sita Devi told, I must go with you. I cannot survive here. And then Lakshman also told that I must go with you. So, three in the form of sannyasi, they took
bark dress
of sannyasis and they went to exile. I'm telling in very brief.
那么当时卡凯伊这个王妃的话呢，将所有的事物哈，她的那个作为王妃的这个珠宝事物呢哈，取下来穿上了哈破旧的脏衣服，然后呢在那里的哈哭泣不停的，他的仆人呢去让达斯拉图瓦那里去汇报了哈，他说呢卡凯伊哈王妃呢哈在那里呢哭泣，所以达斯拉图瓦呢赶过去呢看见了卡凯伊哈这种状态呢，他就问了。 他说：“哦，为什么哈？你在这儿哭？为什么哈？穿上这些脏破的衣服？”卡凯伊说：“你还记得吗？你曾经哈给我了两个呢祝福，我现在就想要这两个祝福。”那么达斯拉图王就问了，他说呢：“你说吧哈，我一定呢就是说承诺。”所以呢，卡凯伊呢就说了：“他是我想让我的儿子巴拉塔哈成为王，而祖拉玛的话呢哈将流放生灵。”达斯拉图王听了后呢，在那里呢痛哭，他说呢。 巴拉塔成为王没有问题，但是为什么要让祖拉玛流放生灵呢？卡凯伊说：“我只想要这个哈，不要多说了。如果拉玛在这里的话呢，没有人会接受王位的，所以卡凯伊一再坚持，祖拉玛拉玛呢要流放生灵。”达斯拉图王呢就哭起来，他说：“哦，我亲爱的卡凯伊，请不要将拉玛流放生灵。”但是卡凯伊并没有呢改变心意，他将祖拉玛叫来。 他说：“Ram的询问，哦，我的父王啊，为什么在那里哭？”他可以说：“是为了你，因为我得了两个祝福，我的儿子巴拉塔将成为王，而你将流放生灵。”Ram听了后呢，很高兴。他说：“以为哈，以前印度的话呢，传统都是呢，大的儿子呢成为继任者。所以呢，现在啊，请实现你的这两个祝福吧。” 我立即就走哈，我立即呢去，就是说去森林里面去。当时西塔听了后呢，他说我也要跟你走，没有你我不能活下去。拉什曼说哈，我也以你们一起走。所以他们三个人的话呢，以三亚西的形式的话呢，离开了皇城阿尤迪亚，前往呢这个森林呢流放。When
Ramchandra went in exile, then Maharaj Dasarath weeping told Kaikeyi, now I have broken my relation that you are my wife, I am husband. Now you are no my wife. And if Bharat will come and he will accept kingdom,
I also reject him
from my son. And he told that take me to house of palace of Kausalya. And there Ram and Ra, he left his body. In the meantime, Brahmarshi Vasishtha called Bharat and Shatrughna from his maternal uncle house.
Come back immediately.
And when they came, they saw whole Ajodhya is weeping like widow. He saw that his mother also had taken white dress. Then he asked, where is my father? Oh, he has left his body. Where is Ram?
In forest.
Oh, he has gone to exile. Where is Sita Lakshman? Also they. Why?
For you.
I have done for you that you should be king of Ajodhya. Then he told, I would have cut your head, but Ram, my brother, will not be happy, so I am not doing so. But now you are no my mother or anything. You are queen, but not my mother. And then he called the council and told that you should be ready. I am going to Chitrakoot where my brother Ram is with Lakshman Sita, and I will
bring him back,
and he will be the king. He is still king. And thus he, with whole mothers, when they were going, Kausalya and others, then Kaikeyi came to Kausalya and told, oh, sister, I also want to go, and I will tell that I am taking my bone return back. You should come to Ajodhya and be the king of Ajodhya. So you should take with me. Then he also, Kaikeyi, out of mercy, took him with him, with her, and all went to Chitrakoot. And there he was requesting Ramchandra that, you should return back to Ajodhya. Ramchandra heard from them that my father has departed from this world. So first he gave
ritual ceremony.
And then a big council was there. Vasishtha Maharshi and all rishis were on one side. Also, the father of Janaki, Janak Maharaj, came there and he was sitting one place. Ram, Lakshman, Sita and others were one side. Vasishtha Maharaj told, Vasishtha Rishi told, O Maharaj, Janak, I am very happy that you have come. The nauka,
the boat of
Ajodhya is sinking in ocean. No one is to save.
There's no captain to save.
I am happy that now you have come.
In time.
You should tell Ram and Bharat that what they should do. I cannot tell because I am in the side of Bharat that he should go. But you should tell what they should do. Then Maharshi Vasishtha Maharaj Janak told Ram, are you agree? What I will decide you will follow? Oh yes, certainly. You are my father and my life guru. And then he told Bharat, will you obey me? Certainly, you are my father like. And now, guru also. So what you will decide, I will do. Then he,
Who's you have to promise me. Janaka.那么在呢，主拉玛后来呢就接受了这个呢，就是说呢决定流放生灵。当时达塔拉斯王呢对卡卡伊说，从今以后呢我与你解除了这种呢夫妻关系了。如果巴拉塔回来继任的王位的话呢，我也将不认他作为我的儿子。所以他呢就去到了克塞亚这个宫殿里面呢与他一起呢居住。当时，然后不久的话他呢就去世了，因为呢伤心就去世了。 巴拉塔呢就回来之后呢就询问他的母亲卡卡伊说哦我的父亲在哪里，他说他已经走了，就离开躯体了。那我的兄弟 Ram 呢，他说他已经流放生灵了。那巴拉塔就问母亲说为什么，他说我都是为了你做了这些。那巴拉塔呢就非常之愤怒生气的，他说呢我应该是砍了你的头的，但是呢我知道我的兄弟呢 Ram 不会高兴的。 从今以后你是王后，但是你不再是我的母亲。所以他当时呢就去掉了 Chichakur，Chichakur，Chichakur，这个地方呢去寻找 Ram。他说我将把他带回去，他还是王，还是呢就是还是当王。Skakaydu Kasaya say what? The conversation about.
Could I take my two benedictions back, Kosalya?
Okay, 他可以呢，就对卡萨亚就说了，他说哦，姐妹，我要收回我的前面要的这两个祝福。What's the reply of Kasaya?
Okay, you come with us.
Okay, you can come with me.
那么卡萨亚就说了，那你跟我一起走吧。当时呢，布拉塔呢就请求主拉姆回去呢继任这个王位，请求他回到 Ayodhya 城去。 那么Ram的话呢，听说自己的父亲走了后呢，就在那时候呢，给他举行了这个呢祭礼这个后事。当时有一大群人呢集中在那里，包括呢 Vasistha Muni 哈 Rishi， Vasistha Rishi 啊 Janaka 王，当时呢 Rama Lakshman 哈 Sita 也在那。当时 Vasistha Muni 就恳求了他 Janaka 王，他说呢，很高兴你来到这里，那么 Ayodhya 城好像已经要沉底了，你来的正是时候。 请告诉 Ram 和 Bharata 他们应该怎么做。他说呢，因为我是在 Bharata 那边的，所以就是他不能够很公正的只做这个事情了。所以呢，当时呢 Janaka 王就主持了这件事情。他对 Ram 说，他说你能不能答应我，就是说呢，我决定的东西的话呢，你会追随。然后他同时也对 Bharata 说了，他说你也要答应我。 就是说呢，我决定的事情你也要追随，所以他主持了这个 Janaka 王主持了这个会议这个大会。
Then a big council was there. Maharaj Janak did pranam to her Gurudev Shankar, meditated him and told, "Oh Shankar, my Gurudev, give me inspiration. What should I tell?" And after that, having inspiration from Bhagavan Shankar, he told, "Bharat has
owned,
and Ram has been defeated. The love and affection of Bharat is very, very
deep
like ocean.
Pacific Ocean.
And Ramchandra
sinking in that ocean.
Like Himalaya.
His dharma.
Religion.
His religion. Etiquette.
Maryada.
His etiquette.
Like Himalaya.
Dharma, his dharma pran. But he can sink in the ocean of Bharat love and affection. But he cannot
move
here and there. Means Bharat should think that what is real bhakti. Uttama Bhakti. Though he has wound, but he should ask his Ishtadev Ram how he will be pleased and what he wants, and he should follow. Then Bharat became like very happy, and he folded his hand to Maharaj Janak. Maharaj Janak, you are my really guru. You have opened all my eyes. Up till now I was looking towards my happiness, that if Ram will come to Ajodhya, I will be happy. But I never thought that how Ram will be happy. Now you have closed my eyes. So, my dear brother Ram, how you will be happy? What you want, tell me. Then he told that I am defeated. You have owned. So I am taking the kingdom of Ajodhya.
Now I am king.
But I want that 14 years you should manage here. And after 14, my kingdom, not your kingdom.
As a representative will take.
As my representative. And after 14 years, I must come and take my kingdom. Bharat did so. He took the paduka,
wooden sandal,
on his head and returned back. Oh, this is Sandalwood. Like this even.
那么当时Janaka王后顶拜了他的崇拜的这个神号Sankar，他就冥想，Sankar，我的Guru Dev，请给我灵感，我应该说些什么。当时呢，就有了Sankar的这个灵感之后呢，他就开始呢，Janaka王后开始说了，他说主Ram被击败了，因为Bharata的爱，Bharata的爱的话呢，就像大海一样，Rama的这个遵守规矩，就像一个喜马拉雅山一样。 那么喜马拉雅山可以呢沉没大海，但是呢它却不会动摇。那么巴拉塔应该知道什么叫呢 Bhakti 就是 Uttam Bhakti 纯粹的奉爱。虽然呢 Bharata 呢赢了，但是呢他应该问他的 Ishtadev 他的神，也就是 Ram 说了他想究竟想要什么，而他要追寻的是他的 Ishtadev 的这个愿望。所以呢后来 Bharata 呢对 Janaka 王说，他说。 你是我的guru，打开了我的眼睛，因为我以前是自私的，我只想着 Ram 回到 Ayodhya 我就高兴了，但是我没有想到 Ram 的快乐，是你打开了我的眼睛，所以将来的话呢，我将担负呢就是管理呢 Ayodhya 城14年，那么呢就作为这个 Ram 的代表，所以的话呢 Ram 就说了，他说呢。 你代表我管理呢 Ayodhya 城呢14年，然后14年之后呢，我将回去继任这个呢王位，所以当时 Bharata 呢就将这个主 Ram 的穿的这个木屐，这个鞋子的话呢，顶在头上呢，将他呢迎回呢 Ayodhya 城，作为呢摄政王那样子的来呢管理。
Then Sri Ramchandra thought that this place is very nearer to Ajodhya. Bharat may come again here, or other
inhabitants of Ajodhya
they may come here. So here rishis will be disturbed. So I must go to Death Forest. And thus he went to Dandakaranya.
So,
there in Panchavati. He made a kuti there
cottage.
On the bank of Godavari. He made a cottage, and that is called Panchavati. And there he began to live. But there one day, the sister of Ravan came, Surpanakha, and he saw Ram and became so much attached. She wanted to marry Ram. So she made a beautiful form of lady, very beautiful, and went to Ram. I'm very young and very qualified, beautiful lady, and you are very beautiful.
Handsome.
Attractive.
Young person, attractive. I want to marry you. Ramchandra told that I am married, Sita is here. So, Sita has no wife here.
Lakshman.
So, you should go to Lakshman. Then she went to Lakshman. Lakshman told, I am his servant. Then you will be made servant of that lady. So go to Ram and he can marry you. Again she came. Again she refused. She came to Lakshman. And then he make a very big demon form and wanted to kill
Sita Devi
and to eat Sita. Then Lakshman, by the order of Ram, he cut his nose and ears and left. And then she crying went to Kardushan, the brother of Ram, Ravan. They came with army. Ram killed them all.
那么主Ram的话呢，就将他的Kutir，他的这个小屋的话呢，就建在了这个河岸边。他就居住在那里。那么有一天呢，Ravana的这个妹妹叫Subhanaka，Subhanaka，Subhanaka来到了这个地方。他看见了Ram，他长得非常的英俊呢，非常漂亮。他就想的话，他萌发这个心意，萌发一个愿望，他想嫁给Ram。那么他就对Ram说，他说我呢长得很。 年少美丽，她化身为一个美丽的少女，她说我长得美丽，青春美丽，而你呢又英俊，所以呢我想嫁给你。但是主Ram说我已经娶了Sita，Lakshman呢还未娶妻，所以你可以去他那。Lakshman就说了，我是 Ram 的仆人，难道你想成为他的妻子Sita的女仆吗？所以这时候呢就推来推去的，所以呢这个主后恶魔这个女魔呢Subhanaka呢很生气的，他就想杀掉了Sita。 想吃掉他，这时候呢 ，Lakshman 呢在 Ram 的寿命下呢，就割掉了他的鼻子，所以他跑去他的哥哥呢 Ravana 那里去告状了，所以 Ravana 说我要将他们全部就铲除。
Then, Ramchandra told Sita, "I want to fight with demons and kill them, so I want that I should keep you with." Fire, and then he called deity of fire, and Sita was given to him, and then Maya Sita was with Sri Ramchandra. Then Surpanakha went to his brother, very powerful Ravan. She told that I went to forest, and see. Very beautiful lady. Really, she is
Miss Universe.
She is very qualified to be your queen.
No one is
more beautiful than your Mandodari. But I went there, but they
cut my nose
in here. I want that you should take revenge and you should anyhow
bring that lady.
Bring Sita and make him her queen here. Thus.
当时呢，Ram呢就对Sita说了，他说我要呢去杀恶魔，所以将他说你请你呢就是说呢进入这个火中。 火中哈，就得到了这个火神的这个保护。当时呢，这个他的这个苏巴纳卡哈，这个恶魔呢，回去呢汇报给他的哥哥呢 Ravana 说，他说我在森林里面见到一个美丽的女人，他说没有人比她更漂亮了，她完全有资格成为你的王妃，所以你赶快去那里将她呢娶回来，就是将她呢就是说夺回来，让她成为你的这个呢妃子。
Then Ravan took his one servant named Marish with him and went to Dandakaranya near Panchvati. And he was on Pushpak Viman, which he has taken from
Kuber,
went there and told Marish that you should be a very golden deer and go in front of Sita and Ram. Then Sita must tell that bring this
deer.
Then Ram will follow you and take him very far away, and when Ram will kill you, at that time you should tell Ha Lakshman, Ha Lakshman.
Imitating the voice of Ram.
Imitate.
当时呢 ，Ravana 带着他的仆人呢 ，Marichi 哈，去到呢 Dandakaranya 哈这个地方，也就是靠近呢他们的这个Panchapati 哈这个地方了。那么就他们驾着这个花飞机啊 ，Ravana 哈叫呢 Marichi 哈变成一个呢金黄色的鹿，他说你变成一只鹿哈 ，Sita 呢会来到呢 Sita Ram 的面前，那么 Sita 会对 Ram 说哈，他说呢，请帮我哈把这只鹿呢哈捉回来给我，那么 Ram 呢会杀掉你的。而你呢要假装他的声音哈叫 Lakshman、这样子的话呢
Save me.
你模仿他的声音哈说哦、oh, Lakshman 救救我救救我
救救我
So he Marish did so. He became a golden deer and he was grazing in front of Sita and Ram. Sita Devi told, oh very golden deer, very dear to meBring, oh Prabhu, my dear husband, Ram, you should bring that either he is alive or dead. Anyhow, I will present it to Mother Kaikeyi. Then Ram followed that deer and he took him very far away. And then Ram shooted him. Ram told,
Lakshman,
before going, that you should be here and protect Sita. There are so many demons. So you must be here. Don't come anyhow. And then, when Ramchandra shooted that deer, then he told, Lakshman, Lakshman,
save me.
Then Sita Devi told, heard this voice. Lakshman also.Sita Devi told, oh, you should go and help your brother. Oh, otherwise he will be put to death. But Lakshman told, I know my brother. Anyone cannot kill him or not defeat. So I will not go. You should be here. Ramchandra has given me
order
to be and to protect you. Sita Devi told, oh, you are very kapati.
Crooked.
Hypocrite.
You are a CID of Bharat. And you want that Ram should be killed and I will be the husband of Sita. Oh, it cannot be. Never it cannot be. The Lakshman become very worried. And then he told, I am giving a line all round, a circle of this Panchvati, this my cottage. Don't across, come anyhow. You should be there. When the Marich called Lakshman, then Sita Devi told, and then Lakshman told, I am going but don't come out of this. In the meantime, Ravan came there in the form of a Tridandi Swami like this and told, Bhikshang Dehi, Bhikshang Dehi,
Bhikshang Dehi,
means give me alms, some food for me. Sita Devi, in a
plate,
he gave him
some fruits and roots, some fruits.
Ravan tried to enter that cottage, but when he came on the cross line that Lakshman had did, at once some flame began to come, electricity. He could not cross that line. What was that? Scientists are inventing. What was that? This is Indian tragedy. Then he told, I will give cause that Rami will be dying.
Magic wand.
Then Sita anyhow. He came out because it was the wish of Ram that he should come and Ravan should kill. Ravan should take him. So when she came, and forcibly he took Sita Devi and took him to chariot, Pushpak Biman, and at once he went to Lanka and kept Sita Devi in the
Ashokban.
Why? Because he told Sita, oh, you should be my queen. You will be more dear to me, Mandodari and others. But Sita refused. Then he kept him there.
The garden. 非常受吸引，她最大的丈夫呢，Ram说， Oh Prabhu， 主人呐，请把那只鹿把它带回来给我，或生或死就我想把它献给她，可可以这个母亲，所以呢，当时呢，Ram呢就，那么Ram呢就要走远了，就是说呢，他准备呢去呢追逐这个鹿。 那么这个鹿的话呢，Marishi将他带得非常的远。当时呢，Ram呢就对Lakshman说了，他说呢，你留下来保护Sita，不要离，不论如何不要离开这个地方。在Ram杀死这个恶魔Marishi之后呢，Marishi假装他的这个声音了，就叫着，Oh Lakshman，请救救我！那么呢，Sita呢听到这个声音后呢，那么Lakshman当然也听到这个声音了。 西塔说你刚赶快去救救你的兄弟。Lakshman说无人能够杀害他的，我不会去的，你也要留下来。那么西塔就说了，你这个人非常之虚伪，因为你想了Ram被杀死，而你想娶我为妻。那么Lakshman听了这个话很伤心了，他呢就说我要走了，但是的话呢，他说呢，请你不要越过这条线，留在这里面。 他呢，在那个Panchak Party这个小屋的话呢，画了一圈。那么 Ravan 呢，当时呢就来了以一个呢，Sannyasi这个形象，就是出家人的形象来到了那里，叫着Bhiksha Dehi，给我布施，给我布施。那么 Sita 就把一些水果，还有一些根部的食物呢，就取出来准备呢。 奉云的这个呢 ，Ravan 这个出家人乔装假扮成一个出家人。那么 Ravan 试图跨过这条线的时候呢，那么这个立即闪现出这个火电，这种呢就是说这个保护，那个就那个电火闪出来。所以 Ravan 呢不能够越过这条线，所以他在外面呢他就说呢，他有诅咒，他说你再不出来给我布施的话呢，那么 Ram 就会死掉的。所以这时候呢，Sita就跨出了这条线。 那么Ravan就将他绑架了，并且带他上了这个花飞机。 因为当时 Ramana 哈想让呢 Sita 成为他的妃子，但是呢被呢哈 Sita 拒绝了后，所以呢他把他放在了 Ashoka Bhavan 哈这个地方。Is that Ashoka Bhavan？
Okay. Then Ram returned with Lakshman, and he saw that where is Sita? There is no Sita there in cottage. Then he became mad. Oh Sita, where you are? He began to ask even trees and creepers, even Godavari and animals there. Then he went to Kishkindha and met with Sugriv, the king of monkeys, and he made friendship with him, and then he killed Bali. And Sugriv promised that for this I will discover Sita anywhere she is, and then you can kill that person. Then Ramchandra, Sugriv sent Hanuman that you should search where she is, and he went to Lanka, crossing ocean, Indian Ocean, and went there and discovered Sita was there by the help of Vibhishan, brother of Raman. And then he went to Ashok Batika and saw Sita, and then
came back.
Ramchandra has given a ring to Hanuman that when she will meet you she will give, then he will think that
you are my messenger.
Then she gave it, and then Sita Devi saw that from where it came, he saw on the tree a monkey. Then he came, I am messenger of Ram, he has sent me to discover you. Now I am returned back. And then he killed so many asuras who were there, and also the son of
Ravan.
And then he entered in Lanka
and
he
put fire.
Gave fire in whole golden Lanka, all way are finished. And then he returned back to Sri Ramchandra. Now Ramchandra, with the monkey army, Sugriv, Jamvant, Nal, Neel and others, he came to ocean and made a breach by the help of
Nal
and Neel. They have a boon that what they will
throw in ocean,
they will be
floating.
So thus he made very soon a breach, and they crossed there and fought with. There was a very big battle for 90 days. And Ravan and his sons, all army was finished. And then Ramchandra made Vibhishan king of Lanka, and then Vibhishan brought Sita Devi to Ram there. But Ram refused to take Sita.
那么当时哈，当 Ram 和 Lakshman 回来的时候呢，发现呢 Sita 已经不见了。他呢在那里叫着 ，Oh Sita， 你在哪儿？你在哪儿？那么他询问当时哈那些呢，甚至询问当地的树木哈、河流啊、Godavari 河哈，还有动物，但是呢却找不到了。所以后来呢，他呢与呢哈 Sugriva 啊一个猴子的，那么交上了朋友。那么他并且呢，他帮助 Sugriva 将呢这个呢巴里哈他其中的敌人哈仇敌呢。杀死之后，那么 Sugriva 就答应他哈，他说为了这件事情的话呢，我一定会帮你找到你的妻子哈 Sita。所以从那 Sugriva 呢就派出了呢 Hanuman 他的这个哈军师了。那么哈努曼呢，越过哈这个印度河，赶往了兰卡，在呢 Vibhishan 哈，就是 Ravana 这个恶魔这个兄弟的那个帮助下的话呢，找到了 Sita Devi 哈，西塔女神。当时呢，主拉玛呢就给了一个戒指哈给哈努曼以作凭证，他说呢，你看到西塔的时候，请把这只戒指哈交给他，那么他会知道哈，他看了后就知道你是我的使者。当时呢，西塔哈努曼呢见到西塔之后呢，就把这个戒指哈交给他，那么西塔就认出来哈，就当时他的仆人就说哈，树上有一只哈猴子，哈努曼呢就自报身份了，他说是我是呢哈让派来的。那么当时呢，哈努曼呢就杀了哈岛上的很多阿苏拉哈这些恶魔了，包括呢 Ravana 的儿子，并且将呢哈放火呢啊烧啊就是烧毁然后兰卡岛，回到了呢 Ramachandra 那里。那么主拉玛呢与猴子哈军一起，然后呢帮助就是说呢将那个石头哈放在那个海里面，那印度洋的海里面，然后进行了哈90天的这个激战。最后拉玛呢与他的儿子哈还有军队，最后呢哈被呢全部歼灭。那么主拉玛让呢 Vibhishan 哈成为呢兰卡之王。那么 Vibhishan 哈将呢西塔呢交给了 Ram 呢哈却拒绝呢哈把他呢带回呢Ayodhya。
Ram told, I cannot accept you, whether you are chaste or not. Then Sita Devi, oh, you should go anywhere you like. Then Sita Devi told
Lakshman,
make a fire for me, I will burn, I will not keep my body. Then Lakshmi made a
big, huge fire. Huge fire.
Fire. And then Sita Devi
entered the fire.
Went inside under the
fire.
This was only trick, because in Dandakaranya he has first given Sita Devi to fire, deity of fire. Now by trick he took Sita Devi from fire. And then he went to Ayodhya with Sita, Lakshman, Sugriv, Hanuman and others. And there
became king.
Bhart was waiting and he went there at once. He was saved and given crown of Ayodhya. Bhagavan Sri Ram Chandra ki jai.
Rama 他当时就不接受那个西达，因为他觉得他是否还是很贞洁的。那这个时候呢，那西达他就想再继续活下去，他就想就说啊、要点火，要把这身体给烧毁了。那时候就是点了一个大火起来的时候呢，其实当刚。